You can't. When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal reached today between Israel and Hamas. Phases of the agreement call for the release of hostages along with Palestinian prisoners, more humanitarian aid into Gaza, along with reconstruction and the withdrawal of Israeli forces. President Biden says the framework is similar to the proposal he outlined last May.
President Biden said the road to this ceasefire and hostage release deal has not been easy.
I've worked in foreign policy for decades. This is one of the toughest negotiations I've ever experienced.
The president said there were many roadblocks and setbacks, but the administration did not give up on diplomacy and said this deal came together because of the pressure that Israel built on Hamas, backed by the United States. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Biden administration and the Trump team working together in those final weeks of talks. The president says the next administration will need to ensure that the deal holds. This is ABC News. Earnings from big banks topping expectations, indicating interest rates and other fees are adding up.
J.P. Morgan's net income soared 50% to more than $14 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. That from the data firm FactSet, which also reports total managed revenue hit over $43 billion, up 10% from a year ago, those numbers beating Wall Street expectations. Wells Fargo also saw a nearly 50% jump in net income, earning $5.1 billion in the fourth quarter. Revenue came in a little lower than expectations, but still over $20
billion. ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the death of George Floyd was released from custody of the Federal Bureau of Prisons after serving his sentence. J. Alexander King was one of four officers convicted in the 2020 killing. King is the second ex-officer who served out his time related to violating Floyd's rights. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on him
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on him.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on him.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on him with Bounce.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
breezy and becoming cloudy today, with wind switching to out of the southwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It'll shove our highs to about 25 degrees. Then we've got chances of light snow, possibly mixing with freezing rain, rolling in after 5 o'clock. And snow accumulations look around a half an inch. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 19.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The city of Madison has named a new interim police chief. Ted Allen has more.
The Madison Police and Fire Commission voted Monday night to have Assistant Chief John Patterson head up the department until a new permanent chief is named. Patterson replaces current Chief Sean Barnes, who will leave the department next month to become the new police chief in Seattle. Patterson started as an officer with Madison Police in 1998 and rose in the ranks to become the department's assistant chief in 2019.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is hiring troopers and inspectors. Anybody who wants to apply needs to have a two-year associate degree or a minimum of 60 credits. Those who qualify will also have to pass a physical readiness test, background investigations, and interviews. The deadline for the application for 2025 is this Sunday. Find out more at wsp.wi.gov. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include action on the space availability cap for 2025-2026 open enrollment, reports from the district administrator and building administrators, and the board will go into closed session for personnel evaluation summaries. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Authorities have named the two men involved in the fatal basket lift incident in Trempealeau County. The two people involved were 63-year-old Douglas Poss and 61-year-old Ryan Poss. According to a press release, the incident happened on Saturday morning. Officials say the two men were in an aerial basket lift trimming trees when it tipped over. They were both pronounced dead at the scene. A group of 8 people are filing a complaint with the City of Wausau Ethics Board after the removal of the city's absentee ballot drop box. In September, Wausau Mayor Doug Denny removed the city's drop box without an agreement from Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernade. While the drop box was returned, a letter to the Ethics Board said the group believed Mayor Denny violated a section of the Ethics Code. They say they're concerned that Denny's actions violated federal voting rights, intimidating voters from using secure drop boxes and undermining the security of those same drop boxes. A ruling in 2024 doesn't force or require the use of drop boxes. The decision is up to the clerk. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over how the Department of Natural Resources can enforce the state's hazardous spill laws when it comes to PFAS. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the DNR doesn't have the authority to force cleanups until the legislature decides how much PFAS can be considered hazardous. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky said arguments from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce are misleading because the DNR has the authority to regulate spills whether or not the individual chemical is listed in state statutes. The court court may make a ruling on the issue before the spring elections, when Liberal Justice Anne Walsh Bradley will be stepping down. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Eau Claire County and the city of Eau Claire are asking for help from Wisconsin's Attorney General after they allege that homeless people have been dropped off in Eau Claire without consent from the person or the city by other Western Wisconsin law enforcement agencies, including the Durand Police Department, St. Croix County Sheriff's Department, and Menominee Police Department. The city and county allege that on October 28th of 2024, Durand Police brought a female to Eau Claire who had not committed a criminal act in Durand and had told officers she was waiting for her ride. The female never asked to be brought to Eau Claire, where she was dropped off at a full shelter around midnight. The female then had contact with Eau Claire police and was taken to the hospital. A short time later after that, she was arrested by UW Eau Claire police for public urination. The letter written to Attorney General Josh Call by Eau Claire County Corporation Council and the Eau Claire City Attorney say the drop-offs are unlawful, unprofessional, and dangerous to the individual and the public. The Pepin County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include adoption of the Shoreland Protection Ordinance, a report from the Regional Office Director for the Department of Health Services, and County Board Committee reports. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Government Center in Durand. The new year is bringing more flight options to the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. The airport saw 13% fewer travelers in 2024 than in 2023. After more than 44,000 travelers in 2024, the airport is starting the year with a new partnership, as United Airlines is back at the airport with daily flights between Eau Claire and Chicago. It's hoped that the new daily flights will increase tourism and, of course, use of the airport. Sun Country is still offering nonstop flights to Fort Myers, Florida, until April 7th. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill Tuesday that would allow voters to add an amendment to the state constitution requiring photo ID to vote. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Grace Neubauer says the assembly should be taking up issues Wisconsinites are concerned with. Speaker Robin Voss countered, saying Democrats haven't introduced any other bills to take up. If passed in April, the amendment would require voters to show a valid voter ID from the state, the federal government, a federally recognized Native American tribe, or state college or university. A federal judge in Minnesota has tossed out an expert's testimony after artificial intelligence was used to draft a court document. The expert submitted testimony on behalf of the Minnesota Attorney General's office in a case challenging the state's new law on election deepfakes. The document submitted was analyzed and found to contain citations that did not exist. The expert admitted that he'd used ChatGPT to draft his document, then asked for a chance to submit an amended version of his testimony. The judge ruled that the submission had shattered the expert's credibility with the court and denied the request. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Wisconsin SaltWise are inviting the public to learn more about the impact of road salt in drinking water and freshwater ecosystems. Winter Salt Awareness Week is happening January 27th through the 31st, and there will be a series of YouTube live streams with speakers and topics on the impact of salt and ways to be an advocate of fresh water. Anyone interested in watching the live stream can register through wintersaltweek.org. or watch it afterwards on the Wisconsin SaltWise YouTube channel. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Extra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Zilich, zealous for full-time ride. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new season is fast approaching. Stay up to date with all the changes for 2025 on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It has potential to help out all the teams. You know, Gabe Hart is an incredibly smart person.
From crew chief and driver changes to schedule enhancements, NASCAR Hot Pass has it covered.
Schedule variation works, and it's proven that it works.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings on the Motor Racing Network.
Connor Zilich made a strong first impression in 2024. The 18-year-old junior motorsports driver won his first ever NASCAR Xfinity Series start at Watkins Glen International. In total, the North Carolina native captured three top fives in four races. So it's no wonder he scored a full-time ride with the organization, piloting the number 88 Chevrolet.
You know, it's not like it's a new team to me, really. Doing those races last year was really helpful, but still, a full-time season is going to be new to me. Driving in one race car the whole year is going to be new to me, but I think I'm going to like it and enjoy kind of having a consistent feel every week.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic at Fiserv Forum tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the second of back-to-back games for the Bucks after they knocked off Sacramento 130-115 last night. Bucks enter tonight's game having won four of their last five. Badgers head west to face USC on Saturday and UCLA next Tuesday. Greg Gard won his 200th game at Wisconsin last night, 70-68 over Ohio State. That's the sixth straight win for Bucky. There is women's college action tonight. The Marquette Golden Eagles hosting Seton Hall at the Al McGuire Center. Last night, the Marquette men won their sixth in a row, knocking off DePaul 85-83 in overtime. Dallas Cowboys plan to interview former Jets head coach Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh was fired in October in New York after the Jets started 2-3. He served as an offensive consultant for the Packers for the rest of the season. Packers finishing the 2024 season with a fifth overall defense in the NFL. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. State residents and conservation groups can apply for funding for projects through the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Fund. Applications for funding are due by Friday, February 14th. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp funding. Applications will be accepted through Friday, February 14th. Stamp funds are available to nonprofit conservation organizations, academic institutions, and government units focused on habitat management for turkeys, pheasants, and ducks. The funding for successful applicants will be available during the DNR's 2026 and 2027 fiscal years. For this next grant cycle, $500,000 is available for turkey projects, $300,000 for pheasant projects, and $650,000 for waterfowl projects. This funding is generated from the sale of wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamps. For eligibility information and criteria, application guidance, funding priorities, and further information, visit the Stamp Grant Opportunities and Application webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Stamp Grant Opportunities. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with wind switching to out of the southwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It'll shove our highs to about 25 degrees. Then we've got chances of light snow, possibly mixing with freezing rain, rolling in after 5 o'clock, and snow accumulations look around a half an inch. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 19.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're going to look at these markets today from a couple different perspectives, especially when we look at what's happening with Brazil. And I know that weather is going to be continued concern for all of South America. But where exactly are they when it comes to the crop numbers? And we've got the best person to talk about that today. We'll also talk about the fact that we've got less than a week from the inauguration, and there's been a lot of tariff talks and a lot of tariff talks with just our neighbors to the north, especially, and then into the south. We'll take a look at that and a whole lot more, including consumer demand for meat, as Arlen Suderman joins us today. He is with StoneX, and you and I were on the air together early on in the day, and you talked about Brazil's StoneX crew that you have there and some numbers and data that they were putting together. And that's exactly where I wanted to start today, because we know it's been a weather market, and we know there's been a lot of discussion, I think, as of late, as to what's really happening with this crop.
Yeah, exactly right. And as we look at Brazil, we're seeing kind of a two-tiered type of a thing with good rains in the northern part of the country, in the soybean belt, I should say, not of the country, and drier in the south. Now, the forecasts show that we could see some showers and rains move in week two into those southern areas. if that verifies, and that would be very timely for helping finish out the crop. And the northern part of the belt, we're finishing up the crop now. In fact, harvest has started. Think of it as late August or so in the United States when we're kind of in the early harvest period. And we're seeing some beans harvested, and that's going to pick up momentum pretty quickly over the next week or two. The early yields in center west Brazil, Mato Grosso, and surrounding areas are coming in above expectations. So we're expecting those production estimates to go up. Keep in mind that our customer survey at the first of the month increased the size of their crop to 171.4 million metric tons, up 5 million metric tons from the previous month. So that would say yields are expected to go up in that region when we do our February report because of those early harvest reports in the ideal conditions. And if the forecast holds, like I said, it would actually start drying out for that harvest to facilitate it then as well. In the south, though, looks like the drought has taken a toll on the crop. And the most productive area of the south is Rio Grande do Sul, where our team down there estimates losses at about 2.4 million metric tons. That's about 88 million bushels. Now, the high yields in the north are going to offset a part of that. And right now, based on what we currently know, I would anticipate that when they do that survey on the 1st of February, that we'll probably see that production estimate drop somewhere in 169, 170 million metric ton range, somewhere in there overall. But that's still up about 20 million metric tons from last year, so we need to maintain that perspective. We still got a big crop down there.
So you look at that, and obviously, I mean, a big crop. I mean, as weather changes and fluctuates, these numbers are going to fluctuate. But what type of pressure do you see that putting on us when we look at trade opportunities, the way the dollar's been trading, and knowing there's a bumper crop just around the corner?
Yeah, China is still buying a few soybeans from us that are primarily, it looks like, going into their reserve because it doesn't allow Brazilian beans into their reserve. Brazilian beans tend to come in higher moisture and don't store well. And Argentine beans aren't available yet until probably about April when they'd be able to get them. So they still are buying a few. But for the most part, for their current crushing needs, they've already switched to Brazilian soybeans. So for shipment in February, we're looking at soybeans now that are getting close to $1 per bushel cheaper than U.S. soybeans out of the Gulf of Mexico. Because of the currency exchange rates and because of weakening basis in Brazil. So China's basically made the switch except for those few cargoes that they're getting for their reserves. And I anticipate that's going to be the case going forward. Now, our sources on the ground in China anticipate that overall in this marketing year, China will reduce its imports by about 10%. It pushed them up last year, saw big gains in it last year as they were building their reserves. In fact, the last 2 years, and now that those reserves are built, the expectation is that they're going to pull back on total imports. So lower import totals plus moving more toward Brazil, and then we'll see just what the size of the crop is and how long that will take before China is able to get them all, and then what needs they'll have left at the end of the year to come back to the United States for more soybeans.
One contract that seemed to catch everybody's attention was the soybeans, especially that May contract, where at one point it was down 18 and a half at 10.42 and three quarters. What is your thoughts as to why that contract compared to everybody else took the dump it did today?
Yeah. That seemed to coincide with when we saw the 45Z guidance that was released for specifically the GREET model overall. And, you know, the government could have just sent us out a PDF of bullet points of what was in that GREET model, but instead they sent a very complex spreadsheet that, if you know a lot about spreadsheets, the writer or developer of the spreadsheet can see everything they want in that spreadsheet. Everybody else has to sit and figure it out and figure out, okay, what were they trying to say here? What were they trying to do? So the whole industry is trying to sort it out. And I think overall the results thus far have been disappointing, like in the too little, too late type of a thing. And the market reacted to that late in the session. We'll get another 24 hours to try to digest it for tomorrow's market and see if we can make any more sense out of it. But so far, it's been disappointing.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We'll talk about the fact that inauguration is just less than a week away. So is a day with no markets. Where do we see things moving from there? Tariff talk, all the things that are happening. And then, of course, we'll take a look at this cattle market. Some calling it, they feel like a cat with a long tail in a rocking chair factory. More is coming up. The Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Arlen Suderman over there at StoneX, and, you know, I just got thinking, Arlen, during the commercial break, the next time you and I talk, there'll be a new president in place. We know inauguration taking place coming up here on Monday. Markets just happen to be closed that day, and I've had a few say that's a nice coincidence that we have going on in this trade action, but tariff concerns being tied to this inauguration, especially to Canada. What are you thinking, and how do you see this working into our markets over the next week or so?
Yeah, you're exactly right. A holiday when news is breaking is not good, and the expectation is that there will be news breaking on Monday. Now, we don't know what that news is. We have some hints of what it might be, but President Elect Trump, I guess I need to call him now, who will be again President 2.0 come Monday as he's sworn into office, has indicated that he's going to be signing a lot of executive orders. Some people have estimated maybe up to 100 executive orders. Some of those may have significant market implications. The market's not open to trade that. It will open Monday evening again. And so we anticipate that there could be, we don't know, there could be a lot of volatile trading Monday night following into Tuesday. And I anticipate we're going to see a lot of headlines coming out of the Trump administration in the days and weeks ahead. But Monday will be most interesting. And rather than a holiday, I think a lot of us are going to be following the wire services and trying to keep up. What we are hearing is that the risks of the 25% tariffs on Canada are going up. We thought that there would be an agreement before January 20th between Trump and Canada. The risks of that not happening now are increasing. And the same with Mexico. So then the question is, we've heard two different rumors. One that they're going in full steam at 25% on everything, and actually three rumors. One is that they're going to be targeted at certain products, and three is that they're going to be phased in, and it may be a mixture of, we don't know, and that has big implications. Mexico in particular is our largest buyer of corn, our second biggest buyer of soybeans, one of our biggest buyers of pork, probably the biggest. I can't confirm that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. So that's going to keep us nervous. Now, we anticipate that things will get straightened out in quick order, but we don't know that, and we're going to be nervous until it happens. It's my contention that Mexico needs an agreement. Canada needs an agreement. Both of them need an agreement more than we do, but we're going to be nervous until we have it. Now, when it comes to China, I continue to argue it doesn't matter if we have for corn and soybeans. It doesn't matter if we have tariffs on Monday because, as I indicated in the first segment, they're already switching to buying Brazilian soybeans anyway, and they haven't bought any corn of any significance for a long time from us. They buy from Brazil and from Ukraine. When it will matter will be next summer when they typically come back to buy for the fall. So we've got some time there to see some things straighten out. And I would argue that China needs, if they don't get enough from Brazil, they will need to come to us and they will pay what they need to pay. But Mexico and Canada, I think, have us most nervous.
So let's jump over to the livestock side of this cattle market. And I know you said you've had conversations with cattle guys. I have as well, that there's a lot of nervousness out there about 2015. It's in the rearview mirror, but some guys say it's like a speeding truck and it's coming closer and they're worried of reverting back.
Yeah, I certainly understand, because the cattle market tends to take the escalator up and the elevator down and collapse rather quickly when it does, and it doesn't ring a bell when that time is coming. I was at a conference last weekend, sat by a couple different cattlemen at different meals during the conference, and each of them told me the same thing. I'm getting to the point in my life where I'm getting nervous, and I've done this enough long enough. I think I'm just going to get out. So there is a lot of nervousness out there. Typically, this is a weak time of the year, particularly coming through the holidays once the retailers have acquired their stocks. This year, we saw the product prices just continue to go up, the cash market continue to go up, and even today, we saw cash cattle trading in the Southern Plains at 201, steady to higher from last week. So it continues to be imports at record levels. Bottom line is the consumer is spending money, the consumer is paying for it. As long as the consumer continues to pay, that's fine. But if anything spooks the consumer and they back out, the whole thing could collapse. And that's our concern.
All right. Lot to break down. Arlen, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com, over on X, formerly Twitter, ArlenFF101.
Thank you so much. That's Arlen Suderman joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that has been the Channel Final Bell, where Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The dairy herd in the state of North Dakota, which has been shrinking for decades, is now expected to more than double after state regulators approved the construction of a $90 million, 12,500-head dairy for Riverview Farms. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality recently approved a permit for Riverview Farms to build one of the state's largest dairy operations in Richland County, which is south of Fargo. The project's $90 million investment marks a significant shift for a state whose dairy herd has dwindled from 93,000 in 1980 to just 10,000 as of January 2024. The new dairy is expected to more than double the state's current milk cow population. However, this approval hasn't come without controversy. The proposed dairy will sit atop the Wapton Buried Valley Aquifer, which supplies drinking water to dozens of nearby wells. Area residents raised concerns about the potential for groundwater contamination, odors, and other environmental impacts. In response, the state added stricter groundwater monitoring requirements to the permit. Monitoring wells will be installed to provide additional safeguards for the aquifer. The facility's manure management has also been scrutinized. Riverview Farms will handle an estimated 106.7 million gallons of manure annually, using it as fertilizer and bedding. Critics fear spills or improper management could lead to significant pollution. To mitigate those risks, the state mandated synthetic covers for wastewater ponds and developed emergency action plans for potential spills. Beyond the environmental concerns, however, local residents worry about the broader impact in their communities. Smaller, family-owned dairies face potential economic pressure from these large-scale operations like Riverview's. While the project promises to create 45 to 50 jobs in Richland County, questions remain about the quality of those jobs and whether local workers will benefit. Proponents of the dairy argue it represents a critical investment in North Dakota's ag future. Riverview Farms has identified sufficient cropland to apply manure responsibly, they say, and meet state nutrient management requirements. Supporters argue the project could revitalize the state's declining dairy industry and boost the local economy. I'll be back with more after this.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
Well, the Riverview Farms dairy project has sparked controversy. It also represents a major investment in North Dakota agriculture. As construction gets underway later this year, balancing environmental safeguards with economic opportunities will remain critical for the operation's success. And that's a debate that will continue to pop up across rural America in the years to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with wind switching to out of the southwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It'll shove our highs to about 25 degrees. Then we've got chances of light snow, possibly mixing with freezing rain, rolling in after 5 o'clock. And snow accumulations look around a half an inch. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 19.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man can make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than dealing. Here down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. But anyways, I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on. Whenever I want to, yeah.
must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only dance on the bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down, and this is my town.
Yeah. Keep all my yesterdays. Well, I ran off cause I got mad, and it came to blows with my old man. Well, I came back, settled down, that's where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
Much going on here since they closed the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays, where I ran off cause I got mad and I came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town.
Tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Ah, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and O.T. Rowe will show you around our town.
Yeah.
Don't my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. Such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can, but there's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I can fix a drink. Say you got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends wanna listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. I don't know what's
few. But if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling, I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. Yeah, I can fix a drink. Johnny be good. If it's so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle.